Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Hope and Alessia with your 8 a.m. headlines. In local news, the Federal Environment Minister, Murray Watt, has accused the Queensland Government of taking an ideological stance on renewable energy. He criticised the cancellation of the Moonlight Range and Forest Wind projects, saying it threatens the state's emissions reduction targets and cheaper power bills. Premier David Crisafulli argued that the state is pursuing regional planning to balance energy needs with community concerns. Watt outlined federal reforms to speed up project approvals and create no-go zones to protect ecosystems. The Queensland Government maintain its approach to combine coal, gas and smaller pumped hydro to offer a middle path to reliable and affordable energy.
Development of a tourist park on the Sunshine Coast was rejected due to 24 proposal issues, the largest concern, bushfire risk. The Coochin Creek Tourism Resort and Festival site in the Coochin Fields was turned down by the State Assessment and Referral Agency, or SARA. SARA turned down the proposal given the site's limited public need and close proximity to a bushfire-prone pine forest. Bushfires raged through the Coochin Creek pine forest not 30 years prior, one fire lasting 30 days. SARA's review to Comiskey Group refers them to work with emergency fire services, rework the plan.
In national news, the Victorian Parliament has passed legislation introducing a democratically elected body for First Peoples. This is the country's first treaty with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. The First Peoples Assembly, named Galung Wall, will act as a parliament representative body providing advice to the government. The signed treaty agreement also includes several other non-legislative changes, including a better introduction of Aboriginal history into the school curriculum and greater use of traditional names for natural parks and waterways. The Victorian Coalition withdrew their support for the treaty early last year following concerns over delays caused by cultural heritage processes. Australia remains the only Commonwealth country without a national treaty with its First Peoples.
Independent MP Alex Greenwich has revealed he uses medical cannabis as a group of New South Wales MPs calls for changes to driving reform. The changes would see exemption for drivers who still have traces of the drug in their system. The psychoactive component can be detected for days, if not weeks, after it no longer impacts driving, Greenwich said to the Legislative Assembly. Minister Jenny Aitchison for New South Wales Roads has said she is working alongside Greenwich to address the issue. Aitchison believes it is important to balance support for people benefiting from medically prescribed cannabis and road safety.
In international news, Nepal's Prime Minister, KP Sharma Oli, has resigned after the worst protests the country has seen in decades broke out on Monday. This comes after anti-corruption protests led to a social media ban from the Nepalese government, resulting in violent retaliation from the public. The ban was lifted late Monday after protests intensified, leaving 19 dead and more than 100 people injured. Protests continued throughout Tuesday, forcing Prime Minister Oli to resign, but in despite the nation's parliament building was stormed and set ablaze. There have also been reports across the country of protesters targeting and setting fire to the homes of politicians. Nepal has been in a state of political unrest since the abolition of the country's monarchy in 2008, and it is unclear when these protests will stop.
For your weather today, Brisbane is a little cloudy but expected to clear up soon. It's currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 28 and sitting around 40% humidity. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7.5, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, or head to 4zzz.org.au.